Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we study the Bible together and try to understand it in its context. This week we're going to study a story from the book of Daniel in the third chapter. It's a story that comes in a time of real challenge for the Jewish people. As had been predicted by many prophets before, like we've studied the last few weeks, Israel's time of safety and security in their own land was coming to an end. In fact, they'd been overrun now by the Babylonians, led by a powerful king, Nebuchadnezzar. Now, he didn't completely throw away everything that he conquered. In fact, he wanted to retain the best of what they had. And so he decided he was going to retain some of the best young talent in terms of his political court. And so he identified who were some of the best and strongest leaders in the country he'd just overrun, and he invited them to join his court, including Daniel, who we'll hear about later, and three young men who we'll hear about today.
Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set up over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression on his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it usually was heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent, and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace.
Now, if you were following our challenges when we studied the 10 Commandments given to God through Moses, you will have noticed how many of the commandments focused on only worshiping one God, and especially never ever worshiping a graven image, like this giant, ostentatious golden statue that this king had set up and ordered people to worship on pain of death. Now, I'm sure King Nebuchadnezzar wasn't the only one who ordered people to worship his gods or even himself. But this story really wants us to know this was over the top. The statue that's described is absolutely huge, probably the largest statue the Jews would ever have seen in their lives. He sets this thing up. It would have been extremely expensive since there was so much gold involved. And he orders everybody to bow down to it every single time they hear music. And he even lists the kinds of instruments that might potentially be played. This is really over the top. This would be so disruptive to normal life. And yet, this oppressive government wants to make sure this oppressed people and everybody else knows how powerful they are, how powerful this king is. They want constant reminders, constant disruptions to remind people who's really in charge and basically who their new god is. We don't know what the statue was meant to show. Was it the king himself or was it one of his gods? We don't know. If it was the king, it was a bit of an ego play. And if it was a god, then this was him making sure that everybody conformed, everybody worshipped his gods and not their own. This was top-down, heavy-handed control. For Jews, it was simply untenable. They simply could not do what the king commanded them to do. They couldn't bow down and worship a graven image without breaking one of the Ten Commandments, and they couldn't worship another god or a king without breaking commandments either. If they were going to be true to their faith, true to their God, they could not comply with this new law. Maybe they would have gotten away with it for a while, especially since they were rising stars in this new government. However, some people who really didn't like them decided to turn them in, told the king what was happening, and he needed to make sure that they weren't seen as nonconformists. He needed to make sure that they towed the line, participated in this new society that he was controlling, and the punishment was swift and severe. He had them thrown into a fire to be burned, and it says he was so angry that the fire was made to be so hot that those who had to throw these men into the fire died themselves. Pretty terrible way to die for refusing to worship a man or his gods. Well, here's a question for you to explore today and discuss with some others. Imagine the discussion around the court that day. What opinions do you think would have been expressed by the various people who saw all this go down? Would some people have agreed, disagreed, thought there should have been a compromise? Would they have sided with the king secretly or secretly sided with these men? Have an interesting discussion about that. All our discussion questions are not just meant for you alone, but meant to be shared. So please do share them with a group. You can start a little discussion group. Make sure you're all watching the videos or listening to the podcast on your own time. And then whenever you are together, discuss what you've learned. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.